still involved with drugs at the time, Obama admitted. His rejection of authority spilled into self-indulgence and self-destructiveness. In 1979, he entered the largely white, prestigious, private, liberal arts Occidental College in Los Angeles. There, Obama began to realize that his form of rebellion contained, within itself, its own excesses and its own orthodoxy, which is a candid admission that even rebellion reinforced by marijuana and cocaine was no longer enough for Obama. Evidently, Obama's drug use had become habitual. At Occidental, Obama describes himself as being as indifferent toward college as most everything else. In the autobiography, Obama describes a college party at Occidental, complete with drugs and alcohol, blended with Billie Holiday music. I fell back on the couch and lit a cigarette, watching the match burn down until it tickled my fingertips, then feeling the prick on the skin as I pinched the flame dead, he wrote. What's the trick? The man asks. The trick is not caring that it hurts. Put simply, Obama told us, I had learned not to care. Obama wrote that his friends at Occidental were chosen carefully. The more politically active black students, the foreign students, the Chicanos, the Marxist professors, and the structural feminists and punk rock performers. Obama said they smoked cigarettes and wore leather jackets, and at night they discussed neocolonialism, Franz Fanon, Eurocentrism, and patriarchy. Obama tells of how he explained to a girlfriend that reading Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness was important, not because the book was about Africa or black people in Africa, but because it taught him about the white European who wrote it. So I read the book to help me understand just what it is that makes white people so afraid, he told Regina. They're demons. The way ideas get twisted around. It helps me understand how people learn to hate. When Obama discovered Occidental had a transfer program with Columbia University, he applied. I figured that if there weren't any more black students at Columbia than there were at Oxy, I'd at least be in the heart of a true city with black neighborhoods in close proximity. Reading Obama's books, we realize how little he has in common with the Reagan Democrats who gravitated to the Republican Party. Coming out of the turmoil, the 1960s and 1970s, Reagan Democrats in the 1980s were attracted to Ronald Reagan's brand of conservatism, while McGovern Democrats moved even farther to the left. Obama's disdain of Reagan is obvious when he explains in The Audacity of Hope that he rejected Reagan for his John Wayne, Father Knows Best pose, his policy by anecdote, and his gratuitous assaults on the poor. Yet for many of the youthful voters Obama wants to attract, the 1960s and its radicalism are merely a distant history from a time before they were born. For others of us, the radicalism of the 1960s and 1970s calls forth images of Malcolm X and William Ayers, extremists we continue to reject for their anti-American views, just as we rejected them four decades ago.